This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is holding delegation-level talks with the Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi, Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, in New Delhi. Both the leaders will discuss a wide range of areas of bilateral cooperation between India and the UAE. The Crown Prince arrived last evening on his first visit to India as the Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi. He will also visit Rajghat to pay tribute to Mahatma Gandhi. He is also scheduled to call on President Draupadi Murmu. Tomorrow, the Crown Prince will visit Mumbai to participate in a business forum in which business leaders from both countries will participate. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will attend the first India-Gulf Cooperation Council Foreign Ministers meeting in Riyadh today. The inaugural meeting will focus on enhancing cooperation across various sectors, including trade, investment and energy. With the Gulf Cooperation Council region housing nearly 8.9 million Indian expatriates and serving as a major trading partner, this diplomatic engagement holds much importance for India's foreign policy. Dr. Jaishankar is also expected to hold bilateral talks with his counterparts from Gulf Cooperation Council member countries. The 54th GST Council meeting is underway in New Delhi under the chairmanship of Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, Minister of State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary, and finance ministers of the states are also present in the meeting. The last GST Council meeting was held in June this year, in which the Council had recommended a uniform rate of 12% GST on all steel, iron and aluminium milk cans. The Council had also recommended that services provided by the Indian Railways to the common man, like platform tickets, retiring and waiting rooms and battery-operated car services, will not attract any GST. The Supreme Court is currently hearing the Suo Motu case related to the rape and murder of a 31-year-old trainee doctor at the R.G. Kar Medical College and Hospital in Kolkata last month. The Supreme Court today asked the Central Bureau of Investigation to file a fresh report in the Kolkata rape-murder case on the 17th of September. The CBI says it will get a separate forensic study done by the AIIMS and other central labs. A bench comprising Chief Justice D.Y. Chandrachur and Justices J.B. Pardiwala and Manoj Mishra is hearing the matter. Solicitor General Tushar Mehta is appearing for the central agency, whereas Senior Advocate Kapil Sibal is representing the West Bengal government. In Jammu and Kashmir, two terrorists have been killed during an operation by army against an infiltration bid along the line of control, or LOC, in Rajouri district today. The gunfight broke out late last night in the Lam sector of Nowshera when army troops guarding the LOC picked up terrorist movement trying to infiltrate and challenged them. Massive search operation is underway as it is suspected that at least two more terrorists were hit in the crossfire. The area has been illuminated and kept under strict surveillance. The army has recovered large quantity of weapons as search operation Kanchi continues. Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav will distribute funds to the beneficiaries of Ladli Behna and Social Security Pension Scheme today. The state-level program will be organized at Bina in Sagar District. Three Israeli men have been shot dead at a border point between Jordan and the West Bank. The Israel Defense Forces, or IDF, said the Jordanian gunman, identified as Maher Jazi, approached the Allenby Bridge crossing in a truck from the Jordanian side and opened fire. In Nigeria, at least 48 people were killed after a gasoline-laden tanker exploded on a busy highway in Niger. The head of the State Emergency Management Agency told the reporters that the ill-fated tanker had a head-on collision with an oncoming truck carrying cattle along the Bida-Agay-Lipe highway, which caused the explosion. And that is the end of this news bulletin.